This is PodTech.net. We're here on the floor of Interop 2006 in Las Vegas, Nevada. On the exhibit floor, I'm Michael Johnson, and I'm here with Andrew Peters, who's the Senior Director of Marketing for Viking Innerworks, and covers a lot of interesting things. Tell me, we've seen Viking in a lot of devices. I've seen it, you know, sort of, you know, when I look under the hood a little bit, but now this is a Viking sort of taking a step out. Can you tell me a little bit about what you're showing at the at Interop?
Absolutely. Thanks, Michael. Yeah, what we're showing here today at Interop is a 2 gigabit VPN firewall that operates at LAN speeds, so a company can take this device and they can put it, use it to defend server clusters and domains within their network, as well as get very high performance VPN and firewalling on the perimeter of the network to meet their gigabit requirements. So you know, many companies are now moving into the gigabit realm, but the problem that a lot of them face is the cost of a true line speed, or LAN speed as we'd like to say, performance firewall tends to be somewhere north of $20,000, maybe on up to $40,000. This device, it has a list price of $59.95, so $5,995. So it's very much a breakaway price.
What were the needs that Viking identified out there in enterprise, and as well as it seeming like network and mobile sort of seemed to pull you guys out of the box, literally?
The pain and suffering that a lot of organizations currently go through as far as managing the security in their operations. They have a lot of block and tackle issues from having device multi-vendor devices within the network, not being able to make security pervasive enough, and typically things that they're seeing from increases in performance within their environment, and the fact that a lot of security devices have not been optimized to keep up with that, with those performance requirements.
And what is going to be sort of the place where you see Viking? Because I'm sort of looking at some diagrams. It seem to be more about sort of, you know, reaching out to larger networks and whatnot. Is there more of a use of VPNs in companies nowadays that people are going more mobile?
Well, absolutely. Well, there's VPNs. There's a thing in using VPNs for site-to-site between locations and with partners. And this makes it extremely easy for them to be able to reach out and engage with other organizations. But also, yeah, to support, in addition to that, to support the remote user that'd be coming back into the organization.
If folks would like to find out a little bit more about the what do we call this now?
We call it
the gigabit firewall.
It's the Viking V.
The Viking V.
V.
Okay.
Love it.
Okay.
The Graffiti V is the 2 gigabit VPN firewall solution of three products. The three products are the 2 gigabit VPN firewall, the multi-vendor policy management, and the multi-vendor log management. They can find us at vikinginterworks.com/security. But if you just go to the Viking Interworks site, your banner's right there, front and center.
Okay, great. I've been speaking today with Andrew Peters, Senior Director of Marketing for Viking Interworks, about the V for Vendetta device.
That's
the,
good.
The Viking V, and you know, fascinating. I'd let people to check it out at the site. And thanks for being with us on the podcast from Interop.
Thanks a lot, Michael. Really appreciate it.
Hi, I'm Nimrod Reichenberg, Director of Marketing for Enterprise Solutions at M Systems.
Now, tell me a little bit about M Systems. I was looking through the materials for, you know, all these boxes, all of these things that are here at Interop, and this in particular kind of struck me because you're dealing with mobile, you're dealing with mobility, and you're dealing with the movement of information, I guess data in flight. And tell me a little bit about some of the interesting stuff that M Systems has.
Well, M Systems, few people know this, but actually invented the USB flash drive. We are the patent holder for this. We market it primarily under different brands. For example, Kingston and Verbatim are some of our hardware partners. But we actually brought this product to market almost 5 years ago. It's obviously been very, very successful in worldwide adoption. What we're actually launching at Interop is a management system that will allow organizations to centrally track, manage, audit, back up, and administer these drives in the corporate environment.
Why don't you tell me a little bit about what M Systems was looking at and where the ideas kind of developed to kind of, you know, first of all, to take it to the portable flash drive and then obviously to incorporate security into it.
Right. One of the things that we're seeing is that enterprise adoption of this very, very useful and productive technology, the USB flash drive, has been kind of slow. And when we talk to IT managers and ask them why they do not deploy these devices at large scale, we typically get two primary reasons as the answer. The first one is security. How do I ensure the information is secure if the device is lost or stolen? How do I maintain regulatory compliance if people are off plugging this at home or at other sites and you know, dealing with data. And the second response why companies have been slow to adopt this is manageability. If I'm a large enterprise and I want to deploy 10 or 20 or 30,000 of these drives in my organization, how do I centrally manage this? As you know, organizations are not going to deploy 30,000 of any kind of device if there's no easy way to manage it. So M-Systems, as the company who pioneered the USB flash drive, which is doing very well in the consumer space, really saw the opportunity to develop tools that IT managers can use to efficiently deploy this technology in the enterprise space.
I mean, security is the name of the game here, basically, what you're talking about.
But also management. A simple security is obviously a big issue. We need to secure the devices. We make sure our devices are encrypted on hardware. Our software can prevent you from plugging unauthorized devices to store information. So if you decide not to use the secure USB flash drive that your company gave you, but prefer to use your iPod to store information, we can block that and prevent you from doing that. But manageability is also a big issue. Because take, for example, you know, our devices are password protected. In a large enterprise, 50 people will forget their password every day. So that's not really a security issue, it's more of a manageability issue. How do I administer that? Take backup, for example. With the average capacity of these devices already into the gigabytes, if you're talking about organizations, these add up to terabytes of information. So how do I back those up and make sure I'm in sync with my storage and backup strategy? So security sure is a big issue, but there are day-to-day management capabilities that IT managers need in order to deploy this on an enterprise scale.
What are you featuring at Interop today? What's your primary product that you're letting people know about?
The primary product that we've actually launched at Interop is called MTrust Manager. It is the first central management system for USB flash drives in the organization. And this is the solution that lets you remotely administer those passwords, disable devices if they're lost and stolen, backup devices, automatically provision devices and associate them with users in the organization. That is our prime launch here. But MTrust Manager actually complements two other products, which are the MTrust Drive, which is a secure USB flash drive, and the MTrust Shield, which is a software that can control and block access to other unsecure storage devices.
If people want to find out more about MTrust, where can they go? Do you have a website?
Yes, our website is www.m-systems.com. And you can see MTrust right on the homepage. You click on the MTrust link, and it takes you straight to M-Systems Enterprise offering.
I'm here with Hooman Beheshi, who's the VP of Technology for Crescendo Networks. So welcome to the podcast.
Thanks.
Now, tell me a little bit about what Crescendo is showing here and about this ALP technology that you're announcing.
You got it, Michael. Crescendo is an application front-end company. We have an appliance product that sits in front of applications, web applications specifically, and accelerates those applications as it offloads a lot of the process-intense tasks from the servers. It's a hardware-based platform that's a very high scale and high performance. And it has something which we call feature concurrency, which is the ability to turn on a lot of features at the same time without compromising performance. What we're showing at the show is a new technology that we're launching today called Application Layer Processing, or ALP, like you said. And ALP is the first time that AFEs specifically are trying to optimize and accelerate applications across all the tiers. Web applications have many processing and logical tiers, and the bottlenecks, the processing bottlenecks, the performance bottlenecks in the application logic tiers and the database tiers are very, very difficult to address. And we think we have a strong enough platform to address those bottlenecks and solve some pain points that have never been addressed before, specifically in the AFE space. To sort of summarize what ALP does, there are two components to what a transaction's performance characteristics look like. There is an amount of time that goes into processing the request and generating the content, and there's an amount of time that goes into delivering the content to the users. A lot of acceleration technology, including us, is focusing on the delivery side. How do I deliver the content to the user faster? ALP is specifically targeting the processing metric and is trying to accelerate and reduce the amount of time that goes into actually generating the content.
So how is it doing that? Is it maybe taking more careful look at the requests that come in and sort of doing things like prioritizing? Because I know it also sort of works up through different tiers
right.
as well. Maybe you can talk
right.
a little bit about that.
That's a good point. Without going way too much into the technology, the essential concepts of ALP are that by looking at all the transaction flows that come into the application, it can separate which tiers each transaction or each request is destined for. And on a per-tier basis, it recognizes what the upper capacity of that tier is in terms of simultaneous requests, and it can differentiate two requests based on their what we call processing weights. Certain requests take many seconds to be processed by application process, while certain requests take tens of milliseconds to get processed. So by recognizing these different processing weights that requests have on the tiers, and at the same time recognizing the capacity of that tier and how many simultaneous transactions it can operate at optimally while it maintains a consistent level of performance, ALP controls the flow of the transactions into the application, so it never lets that processing tier go into an overload condition. And at the same time, it deploys something we call request scheduling, which is sending those requests to the application in the most optimal way to bring the most amount of the best response time savings or the biggest level of acceleration and optimization across all user requests as they flow in.
Has stuff just before been sort of just getting into a queue and getting processed as it comes in?
That's a very good question. Now, the way we built our platform, the way we built our engine essentially from the ground up is to be a very strong transaction-based platform. It's a platform that doesn't necessarily work on a packet-by-packet level, but it's on a message-by-message or transaction-by-transaction level. And because some of the technologies that we deployed earlier for our TCP acceleration and compression technologies, we've been able to leverage that power to create these very advanced queuing mechanisms that can look at an overload situation, queue requests externally to the application, not let the application go into an overload state, and then within the queue prioritize and optimize the way the requests are delivered to the application. And what we've seen overall is anywhere from 5 to 10 times performance improvements on applications because we're delivering the request to them in the way that they like to see it, in the way that's most optimal.
If folks would like to find out a little bit more about Crescendo Networks, where can they go?
Well, we're at the show. We're at booth 359 at the show. They're more than welcome to visit us. We have an ALP demo at the booth. They can also get us on our website, www.crescendonetworks.com, and we can all get contacted through there. We'll be more than happy to talk about ALP or anything else.
Okay, great. I've been speaking today with Houman Beheshti, who is the Vice President of Technology for Crescendo Networks, and about the ALP technology. Check them out on the website, and thanks for being with us on the podcast.
Thanks so much, Michael.
From the floor of Interop 2006 in Las Vegas, Nevada, I'm Michael Johnson. Stay tuned for more podcasts right here at podtech.net.